Now, this particular verse comes as a result of a question that arises in the mind of Arjuna, which itself arises because of a statement that Sri Krishna makes at the very beginning of this chapter. So let us go back to it. As I said, we have to understand both that goes before this verse and all that comes after that verse in order to understand this very important and famous verse. Now, Sri Krishna, having explained all that is to be explained about Karma Yoga, in which he has said that by doing sacrifice, you first do works for the Divine, and then at the highest level, the Divine Himself begins to work through you. This is the secret of Karma Yoga, so that even while doing works, you are free. Having expounded this, now Sri Krishna makes a statement that this is the Karma Yoga, this is the secret which I had expounded. This was first proclaimed by me to Vivaswan. If you read the first verse of this chapter, 4.1, fourth chapter, first verse. Imam Vivaswate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam Vivaswat Manave Praha Manuhu Ikshvakave Abravi. That means this yoga, which he calls imperishable yoga, the great secret of yoga, it was first proclaimed by me to Vivaswan. Vivaswan told it to his son Manu, and Manu spoke it to his son Ikshvaku. And then it says, evam parampara praptam imam rajashayah viduhu sah kalena iha mahata yoga nashtaha parantapa. Parantapa, he destroyer of the foes, enemies. Parampara praptam. This yoga was then traditionally received from generation to generation. And the kings who became rishis were perfected because of the acceptance of this yoga and practice of this yoga. But this yoga, kalena, in time, in course of time, mahata yogaha nashtaha, this yoga was lost in the tide of time in due course. And then Sri Krishna says, sa eva ayam maya te adya yoga proktaha puratanaha. This ancient yoga, maya te adya yoga proktaha, this yoga has been now declared to you by me today. Why? Bhaktaha asi me sakha chahiti rahasyam hi etat uttamam. You are my devotee, you are my friend, and therefore I have told you this secret yoga. By this means of declaration, a question is impelled in the mind of Arjuna. And he says, aparam bhavataha janma param janma vivasvataha katham etad vijaniyam tvam ado proktavan iti. How can it be that you were the first declarer of this yoga? You are now, whereas Vivaswan was so early, Manu was so much in ancient times, Ikshvaku was so much in ancient times. So how can it be that you told them this yoga? You are born recently, while earlier was the birth of Vivaswan. How then am I to understand that you taught this to Vivaswan in the beginning? It is in the answer to this question that Sri Krishna now answers and says, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tani aham veda sarvani Natvam vetha parantapa. Bahuni vyatitani. Many, many births have been crossed, have been spent by me, and many have been crossed by you, O Arjuna. Tani aham veda sarvani. I know all of them. Natvam vetha parantapa. But you do not know them. Because you do not know them, therefore you are asked this question. If you knew your past births and also my past births, then this would not have been a question in your mind.